29 minutes past 10 o'clock on a Friday. Hey, hey, it's Friday. The weekend is almost here. And I've been talking all morning about the fact that we were going to be introducing you to Desiree and her latest release. Because Desiree, who is, well, according to the younger members of the fraternity here at 88FM, very famous. And I didn't know that. So I'm now in the company of greatness again. Welcome to you, Desiree. Nice to have you on the show.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And tell us about this venture of yours that you came to Bolito to do a video. I've had a look at the video. It looks like a lot of fun. Maybe just talk us through, firstly, before you even go there, who is Desiree?
Well, I think, sure, Desiree, yeah, someone that just believes in something bigger than who I am, something that involves freedom, happiness, joy, and I'm trying to bring that dream alive in all my fans' lives by just sharing that message.
Anyone that brings joy, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. That's fantastic. But let's talk about you. Where do you come from and how did you get into the music biz?
Yeah, so I actually, I grew up in Durbanville, a small town, well, not so small anymore, in Cape Town. And then we moved to Joburg, and it's something I've always wanted to do. I kind of had like a natural talent, but, you know, I wasn't steered too much into that direction. You know, it was all business and future talk from the parents.
And so you didn't learn an instrument and you didn't grow up in,
no, not at all,
in that environment.
It was something that I kind of kept very close to my heart. I was kind of just hoping one day everything would just fall into place. And then when I was in university, I actually decided, no, I'm going to take this on. And I started teaching myself a few guitar chords, and then the voice came out. And yeah, I've been in voice coaching a little bit here and there. I am fortunate to have a natural talent, but it's just about growing and growing and growing.
So where did you get your first break?
Well, I was in touch with a lot of people through my voice coach. She actually put me in contact with my current producer, and he's quite selective on who he works with.
Who is that?
Crichton Goodwill.
Is he good?
He is so good, and he just gets me. And that's what I always say about your team. They really need to understand you and get you and help you on your path, not try and change you too much. But he just understands it, and he saw something in me as well. And he was, yeah, that's how we kind of got to the next level, and he invested in me as well.
Cool. So you did your business studying and got that out of your system, but it must clearly have been an advantage for you because, well, there are those that say that you can't really make much of a career out of music in South Africa. Do you beg to differ?
Well, I think I'm still busy proving that it can be done because, you know, we're in the beginning stage. You know, I was actually saying to someone I know, I've only been in the industry for a year now, basically. So,
and already
it's really
released
new.
A couple of tracks.
Yeah, I have 4 songs out. And yeah, I'm just trying to create a foundation because right now I'm in that world building phase. That's what I like to tell people. Because I really want the message to be intentional and clear. Because I think when you're starting a music career, you're like, oh, let me do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And that's not always going to serve you. And I do think America's way ahead of us. And
are
Europe.
You heading there?
I'm not sure. You know, I think it is kind of the next step in a sense. But, you know, I really do want to do this for South Africa in a way, you know. But I think that it is going to be a good learning opportunity if I do go there.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about your latest track. It's called Summer. It launches today, literally. And you came to Bolito to do the video. Why?
You know, I just thought, I'm in Joburg. It's the closest proximity, and it really, I wanted to get that message of summer across, and I just needed to be at a beach, and, you know, we can climb in our cars and get here and make it happen without getting everyone to Cape Town. And Bolito, I have family here.
So did
you
bring your whole team from Joburg?
I did.
All the performers in your video from Joburg?
All of them are my backup dancers and my team and everything from Joburg. And
yet you looked like you fitted right in. What are the locations? Because I know a lot of folk listening to this are going to want to go watch
it. Oh my gosh. Okay, I have to Salt Rock Gelato was actually my favorite venue. I think they're on the Dolphin Coast because they have one in Belito, like that little
in
center.
In the village.
And then they've got one on the Dolphin Coast. And we got there and he was actually like, you know what? You should come to our new store. And we went and I was blown away. It was exactly the colors we were going for, the lighting. It was perfect. So you guys must check that out. That was my favorite scene, actually. And then we did a... So also around here, there's a few circles that we did driving of the Jeep. I got sponsored by Jeep and I was so happy about it. I had the best time ever. So we were literally driving in circles with all my dancers and, well, they're actually also my friends now, but my friends / dancers in the back, and we had the best time of our lives.
There's a lot of stuff shot down on the waterfront as well.
Was that at Thompson's Bay? Yes.
A hole in the wall kind of.
Yes, exactly.
How did you get the water so blue?
We did do a little bit of editing because I was like, no, we need to bring some people through here. They need to come here. But look, it was beautiful. It was such slight tweaking. I can't.
So a little bit of AI involved.
No. My cinematographer, he is so amazing. He's actually doing this collab with me. And I'm very grateful for that.
Well, it did a super job. I watched the video and I loved it. And you've made Belito look so cool.
Well, it is.
I think it should be the official video of
know.
The year.
That's why I was like, no, we have to do this. So.
Marketing 101. It's a glorious testament and testimony to a lovely holiday town. And I really wish you huge continued success.
Thank you so much.
With the track and with your career. And we're going to do that. We're going to play out now with the track. This interview is going to be up on TikTok, so you'll be able to see Desiree and me. And it'll also be up as a podcast, so you'll be able to listen to it again and again and share the info, share the love, and enjoy the track. Desiree, thanks so much for joining me on 88 FM.